البيان راديو presents the following lesson live from مسجد الأزهر بأمو.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى has again favored us to return in order to remember him, in order to remember the great blessings that he has bestowed upon us, and for us to continue a magnificent topic. A topic that should not be used as a theory, rather a topic that should be taken as a practical concept in our life, and that is al-istighfar. As we remembered last week, my brother and sister in Islam, that the istighfar, it was the trademark, it was the constant remembrance upon the tongues of the Anbiya or Rusul. It was a statement that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continue to use. As we said, even though he was a person created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sinless, it still did not stop him from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making this istighfar. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knew and he understood that from the traits of a prophet is to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore to understand as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered him, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And after you know and you understand that there is no Lord deity worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only but the fact, as the ulama, they said, you will prostrate in forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you constantly for your sins. So from the lessons that we learned last week, and from the different fruits as we'll continue inshallah tonight, is that this istighfar was a trait from the Salaf, our pious predecessors, that they never left. And it has become a trait today that we use in certain situations, as we said, that are known. And this is from the differences that you find, my brother and sister in Islam, between the generation that we are in today and the generation that has come from before us. And particularly the three righteous generations, the ones that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said and he guided and told us that the success is in these three righteous generations. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he was asked in his time that why is it the case, why is it so that in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, there was so-and-so success, and in our time, Ali, we are having these problems. And to show you how Ali radiallahu anhu, he understood the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied to this man and he said to him, because in the time of Umar, you had Umar, and in my time, you have me. Directing him to the understanding that the ones that were as righteous and as knowledgeable as Umar with Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they had the better understanding of having that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if that is Ali radiallahu anhu speaking about himself, denoting, degrading himself, then what about you and I and the condition and the time that we live in? What should we say? I think there's no words to explain. Let us continue, inshallah, from the great fawaid, from the great benefits that one can take and obtain from this word al-istighfar, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that on the Day of Judgment, that these people that use al-istighfar continuously will be from the ones that have the less amount of sin on the Day of Judgment. And it is a straightforward equation, my brother, my sister in Islam. If you are dirty, as we said, and you take a bath constantly, your dirt or the condition of dirt that you are in will wither away. فَلِسْتَنْ تُوَّ الْحَبِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ He said, طُوبَى لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صُحِيفَتِهِ اسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. He said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, glad tidings to the one that finds in his book on the Day of Judgment an abundance of istighfar. He didn't say it is a great reward. He didn't say that it is a good deed. He said, طُوبَ لِمَنْ, give glad tidings to this person, a bushra, to the one that comes on the Day of Judgment and he finds in his book an abundance of istighfar. And obviously here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is teaching us, again, a short statement, a small word, if you like, but the greatness of it can only be success. And as we said, if one is using this istighfar the majority of the time when he has time, and it is the condition that we are in today. And as we know that the iman, it increases and decreases. And this is from the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the iman of the believer, it increases with good deeds and it decreases with the sin and the bad deed. What about the condition of the one that is constantly making istighfar towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Obviously his iman would be increasing on a constant level. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the bushra. If we are prone to sin, my brother and sister in Islam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had stated and told us that Bani Adam khatta, he has created you as a sinner. And as we took in the previous statements, the hadith al-Qudsi, then it can only be the equation, how is it that I'm going to balance out the scale? This is from the greatest reasons that that scale can be balanced, and it is the use of al-istighfar. طُوبَ لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Glad tidings to you. Glad tidings to the one that comes on a day and his book is filled with al-istighfar. One sin it comes, one istighfar it comes and wipes it out. And this should be the manhaj of the Muslim. This should be the manhaj, the way, the path of the believer. That as we said at the start of last week's lesson, that if he does a fahisha, dhakarullah, and then they make istighfar lidhunubihim. This is the traits of the believers. And we should be taking from these lessons not just a reminder of the greatness of the topic, rather we should be deriving the step-by-step procedure that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he had and he taught, and how the Quran has given you these different steps in order for you to use in your life. Therefore, changing your condition from good to better, or from better to great, or from great, perfection is hard. That is for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walakin we work towards being the best we can. We take a beautiful statement from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He says, Ibn al-Qayyim, that once he asked Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he asked him a clever question upon one of the students that had asked Ibn al-Qayyim. He said, سألت شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية فقلت يسأل الناس أو يسأل بعض الناس. He says Ibn al-Qayyim that I asked him and I said that some of the people are asking what? أيما أنفع للعبد التسبيح أو الاستغفار. Listen to the understanding of the question of the ulama and the tulab and the students in that time. You know, subhanAllah, we can take a great lesson from this before we get to the greater benefits. And it's that today the questions that we ask or the questions that we have could be from questions that seem to be irrelevant to individuals like this in their time. And you find that the Muslims in the past and in the golden eras of the history of Islam, they were great men of intellect. They were men and women that had treated Islam in a way that when they spoke about Islam or asked about Islam, it was beneficial. For you find here a question that to me and you could be simple. What is more beneficial here they're asking? At-tasbih, to say subhanallah, or al-istighfar. Now I ask you, the audience that are here, before we get to the great answer of Ibn Taymiyyah, what do you think the answer is? If I came to you, your brother in Islam, I'm asking you sincerely, أيما أنفع للعبد التسبيح والاستغفار. I came to you asking which is more beneficial for me, التسبيح أو الاستغفار. 5 seconds. I want the answer and I want the reason why. Because the reason that Ibn Taymiyyah is going to give, that's where the genius is. Of course not. But let's try. Let's try. Ibn Taymiyyah is a man. And I'm very, very confident that the intellect that you have day to day in your business transactions in your life are very genius. Why do you think, if we're saying istighfar, if we're locked in istighfar, is that a majority, the consensus, al-ijma'? طيب. Al-ijma' said al-istighfar. Why is the reason? And then we'll get to what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he has said upon understanding and basira. Why do you think al-istighfar? Because he said, which one is better? And you have to give an answer why. Yalla. Fantastic, very good. That's a very good answer. طيب, yes, relevant. Because you're asking for istighfar, you're asking for forgiveness. Yes. At-tasbih. At-tasbih, you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're choosing at-tasbih, you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. You're freeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any deficiency. Anyone? Anyone else? Tasbih, go for tasbih. Yalla, we've locked in tasbih. We've got al-istighfar. طيب, let's listen to Shaykh al-Islam. فقال شيخ الإسلام فقال, listen to this genius of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And to quote and to note and to tell you that unfortunately there is a view of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, especially around the Salafiyya, that Shaykh al-Islam is this hard man refutes the sects of Ahlul Bid'ah, and he's a person that's been drawn or he's been illustrated to be a person that's got harsh statements. But unfortunately, we have not looked into the ubudiyya and not looked into the akhlaq and not looked into the characteristics of Ibn Taymiyyah that would surely make you think that Ibn Taymiyyah is a different character or has a different character. فهي says إذا كان الثوب نقيا فالبخور والماء وماء الورد أنفع له. Listen to this. And we're striking parables here because even in that time, subhanAllah, Shaykh al-Islam is speaking to his students, they knew straight away the phrases or the parables or the different things that he was using as metaphors. Today the Shaykh or the student or whoever, when he speaks to the students or the gathering, he has to get the spoon and, you know, sit there by bits to make them understand, even if it's in English. Listen to the genius. He says, if the thawb is clean, then bakhur, which is the scent which we find here, which I came in, and it's a beautiful scent today. Al-bakhur and ma'ul warad, rose water, is better for him. So, go backtrack. If the thawb, O Muslim, it is clean, then al-bakhur wa ma'ul warad anfa'u lah. What is the metaphor for thawb? The praising? What is the metaphor for thawb? Iman, good. The prayer. There's no wrong answers, ya shabab. There's no wrong answers. Everything is right. Barakallahu laka. Ya Abdurrah, I forgot to bring my snakes. Alhamdulillah. Next time, inshallah. I need to get Allen's, ya shabab. Don't worry. أَنْفَعُ لَهُ الثَّوْبُ. See here, Ibn Taymiyyah, he's striking with you a parable. That the thawb, it represents the nafs. It represents the soul. It represents the individual. فَنَحْنُ When we're listening to the words of the ulama, we need to have an understanding. If the soul or the nafs or the individual, he is clean, يعني, more than likely, he is a person that is clean. He has less sin, he has no sin, or close to no sin. He says, Ibn Taymiyyah, and really here, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he is giving you a answer to show you that, as we're going to see, it's not the case, ya Muslim. None of us are clean. He's giving you, you know, when you say to someone, they ask you, ya akhi, should I take this option or that option? You say to him, first of all, the option that is not correct, you tell him, well, look, if you think that you can do this, then go and do this. But if you don't think you can do that, go and do this. Or your father or your mother or your teacher. You know the first option is always wrong. It's that second option that he wants you to get to. For if you are clean, that is none of us. Then the bakhur, the great scent, meaning at-tasbih, at-tanzih, wa ma'ul warad, and rose water. We all know for the Arabs, ma'al warad is used with the sweets. It's better for him. He moves on. وَإِنْ كَانَ دَنَسًا فَالصَّابُونَ وَالْمَاءُ أَنْفَعُ لَهُ. But if his thawb is danasan, meaning it is dirty, then the soap, الصابون, and the water is better for him. فطبعاً here, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is striking the parable to show us, to teach us that in reality, my brother and sister in Islam, we are all in need of al-istighfar. We are all in need of al-istighfar. That does not mean that we leave off at-tasbih wa at-takbir, but we don't leave off these different adhkar. Walakin, my brother and sister in Islam, we are people that have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are constantly in sin. That are constantly in sin. For we are in need of al-sabun and we are in need of al-ma'. طيب. These are the benefits that we have taken. Let's move on, inshallah. Asbabu al-maghfirah. The reasons we took the benefits of al-istighfar. Let us take the reason that a person would be forgiven. The reason that a person would be forgiven. فالاستغفار. Al-istighfar is a tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us for our sins, but there are other asbab, there are other reasons. From the greatest reasons, my brother and sister in Islam, for Allah to forgive us is of course at-taqwa. Is of course at-taqwa. Translated in many translations in the English language to be God-fearing, or God consciousness. And this taqwa, it is from the main reasons that we have been created to reach this avenue, to reach this stage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah in a way that is befitting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضِّ الْعَظِيمِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us here the answer that, oh, you who believe, that if it is truly that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you fear Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way for you out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word furqan. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. And the furqan, my brother and sister in Islam, is a clear criterion, a clear way out from any hardship, as we are talking about now. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And then the answer to our equation, the taqwa equals al-maghfira. Did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah At-Talaq, whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he finds a way for him out. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. From a way he did not know where. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him rizq from an avenue that he did not know. And this is from the great benefits of the taqwa, is that we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He not just forgives our sins, but then He gives us a way out from situations and problems that we did not know that we could go from. And how many of us, as we said last week, are in need at times to find that way out from a problem, from a situation? We pick our brains trying to find a solution. Wallahi, wallahi, the element of taqwa, if it was used, Allah would provide for us, and this is the proof, a way out from where you did not know. I'm sure that we can remember one time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had found a way out from us, and we said, subhanallah, I did not think it would come from this place. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is nothing like His creation. He does not think like you and I, astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior in all ways. As we said, laysa kamithlihi shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His tadabbur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He deals with the affairs of the human cannot be compared or measured to the way that you think where the right and the wrong should come from. Walakin, it's upon us to do what? To take with the asbab. It's upon us to take with the reason, to walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear Him. And then it is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you and find that way out for you. فَالتَّقْوَى, my brother and sister in Islam, is from the greatest ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive us our sins and thus give us sustenance and thus take us out from problems we never knew how to get out from or leave from. And also from the reasons of maghfirah, of being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. An equation, again. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it is really the fact that you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afwan, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow me. Follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah in return would give you that love, would give you the love that He had promised, but not, doesn't stop there. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And we find in the different ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us different gifts. In the first one, it was finding a way out from problems and sustenance. Here we find that Allah will give you the love that He has promised you from behind following the sunnah, and the forgiveness, the maghfirah. For we find, my brother and sister in Islam, that the ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the greatest reasons of al-maghfirah. And how can it not be? When we know that this is one of the two shuroot that the a'mal would be accepted. This is from the one of the two shuroot, the two conditions that the action would be accepted of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first shart, it is that we do something sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. As we know the famous hadith, which is from the pillars of this religion. As the ulama have quoted and said from hadith, it is from the ahadith that the religion has been built upon. And then after that, it is the ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your actions need to be in accordance with. So the intention, your action must be for the sake of Allah, and then your actions must be in accordance with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for your actions to be accepted of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. In Surah Al-Mulk. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ulama, they gave tafsir. Al-Qadi Iyad, he said that here, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. أَحْسَن, he said that this is مَرْتَبَةَ الْمُحْسِن, the position of al-muhsin. And the muhsin is the one that comes to Allah with the actions that are sincere and in the best manner. Amala, it is in accordance with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah. For these are the two actions, or the two conditions, should I say, that the actions must be taken in order for to be accepted of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very important topic, as we are on the topic of al-ittiba', ittiba' Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For of course, it could only be the fact that there is maghfirah, that there is forgiveness from behind following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also a dalil, my brother and sister in Islam, for us to understand that we do not follow this religion without following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we return back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of our matters. And we do not be from the people that have left the sunnah to say that Al-Quran is sufficient, and have left the statements of Rasulullah to say that the intellect is sufficient. For this was not the way of the Salaf. This was not the way of the pious predecessors. For verily, as one of the ulama, they said, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the ark of Noah. For whoever jumps on that ark, al-najat, is saved. And whoever is off that ark, then he will be drowned in the floods. And this is to show us the importance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah. And you know the well-known hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised the Sahaba, when they asked him about the fitan, about the different trials and tribulations that would come after him. What should we do? Hold on to my sunnah. Hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the righteous generations, my generation, the one after me and the one after me. These were the saved people. For upon the topic of al-ittiba', al-maghfira will be given. Forgiveness will be given from following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the reasons are immense. And the understanding is clear that to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's way is to be from the successful people. And that is the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also, without a shadow of a doubt, that kathratul istighfar is a reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And that is just to stay upon al-istighfar and to stay constant upon that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And this is an order. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives orders in the Quran, the Arabs, they understood the difference between an order or an advice or something that was mustahab. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here, وَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness. For there is an importance there without a doubt. It is an order. So we should take it in account of heaviness. And also, my brother and sister in Islam, from the great reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive you your sin is to have patience. And one might ask, what is the link? What is the link between having great patience and forgiveness? There is a great link, and we have a great naqas. We have a lot of shortcomings when it comes to this issue, because we live in a dunya that everything is fast. Everything is fast today. The touch of a finger on your phone, you have two large pizzas, two cokes, two garlic breads, cookies, desserts in the matter of 10 minutes, 15 minutes, to the extent today that Uber gives you the addition that you can track and look at your driver when he's coming to your house and you can see him on the map. Yani, we become in a world where we are so eager to have what we want when we want. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers that they have been created to be a hasteful creation. We are a hasteful creation. With the greatness of technology has come great deficiency. And that's us and the youth and the generations that are coming up are becoming accustomed and accustomed to having no patience. When the greatest trait that was used by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the greatest trait that was given to al-Rusul wal-Anbiya was the trait of patience. And that you find that the ulama, they said, through all of the torments and the hardships that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent upon the trials, upon the Anbiya or Rusul, the greatest tool was patience only. And look into the history of pre-Islam, meaning pre-Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find that the tool of patience was from the, or if not the only tool that success was after it. Did not the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in admonishment after the Sahaba, they complained, saying, when is the Nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming, Ya Rasulullah? His face, it went red in the description. And he said, you are people that are impatient. There had come people before you that their heads were taken and with saws, and their skin was taken with metal combs, and they still said, La ilaha illallah. This was the patience that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised them to be upon. What about the patience of Ibrahim alayhi salam? An advice, a ru'ya saliha. An order comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter his son. He is not just patient, He is not just patient, but Allah describes His son that he is from the great people of character in the Quran. Because his reply to Ibrahim alayhi salam was that if this is what Allah has ordered you to do, then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Who of us today is able to withhold or withstand this type of trial and tribulations? Wallahi, today if a trial comes to us from the smallest of trials, and I put my hand first up, we look for anyone and anything in anyhow to free us from this calamity. And we do not even take the time to practice patience. Because patience is a practice, my brother. If you ask for patience, Ya Allah, اجعلني من الصابرين, make me from the patient, you're not going to wake up in the morning with a letter in the mail that says, فلان وفلان, glad tidings al-bushra laka, you have been given patience. My brother and sister in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon you trial in order to make you from the patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you trial in order to make you from the patient. Did we not just now remember the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. I have created death then life in order to do what? In order to see which of you is in greater performance. And he used what? He used the word al-balwa, liyabluwakum. You know the word balwa, you're used to it for the Arabs. When your mom, you were young, you do an action that's wrong, your dad, wallah, anta wahid balwa anta. Anta wahid bala'. They were on something. But Allah used it in a way that cannot compare. That your whole life is balwa. Your whole life is problem. Did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Kabad, in Surah Al-Balad, He said, remember with me, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي قَبَدْ. Verily we have created the believer, or we have created mankind in kabad. What is this translation of kabad? It means hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, using the tools of the Arabic language, laqad, an affirmation, with the lam al-tawqeed. This lam is very important. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is affirming. It is not you and I. For the greatest of affirmers is using one of the sharpest tools in the Arabic language to tell you that verily you have been created in hardship. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَأَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a parable. Did the people think that they would be created and be left upon this religion to say they are Muslims and they will not be tested? My brother in Islam, the patience is from the greatest reasons that you will have maghfirah in your life. And upon that, my brother, there is three types of patience that the ulama, they spoke about. Three types of patience. What are they? Give me a break. And what are they? Yalla, three types of patience that we need to have upon three different types of things. Three types of patience that we should have upon three different types of things. Barakallahu fiki, akhil kareem. Five snakes. Patience upon the ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patience upon the ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. The salat is a great thing, and it's hard for great reasons, but for the ones that have khushu' and they are patience upon, have patience upon the salat, it is not hard for them. Worship, my brother, your life is full of worship. Constant prayers five times a day. Renewal of intention. Going to Hajj, withstanding the trials and tribulations. Remembering the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no fighting in Hajj. There is no arguing in Hajj. Patience. Fasting. The Prophet ﷺ said, if they make you angry, tell them, I am fasting. Everything that this religion had come from and come to, the core of it, my brother in Islam, is to practice the patience that you have. And the ta'a, the worship, is one of them. Another one. The decree, barakallahu laka, al-qadr, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-qada, we must have patience upon that. How? It is from the good and the bad. And this is from the hadith Jibreel. And this is from the tenets of iman, that we believe in khayrihi wa sharri. As Jibreel alayhi salam, he came and he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rhetorically asking him about the religion of Islam, ما هو الإسلام ما هو الإيمان. And from them was al-qadr wal-qada, that we believe in the decree of Allah, the good and the bad. How can it be the good? I understand the bad, that if a bad thing befalls me, if a hardship befalls me, then I am patient upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sense where I am patient upon the decree of Allah. But what about good? What is the situation with good? A good decree. خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. That also when something good comes to me, I should be patient in the sense where I do not act in a way which is not in the way that the character of a Muslim should act. You should be patient upon what you are given from good as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Hadid, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. In order that when something good comes to you or something bad comes to you, everything has been written in a book, and that is in Allah Al-Mahfuz. In order why? Listen to the creation listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the advice of the Creator, and it is linked with patience. That everything is written 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth in a book, Allah Al-Mahfuz, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order that you may understand that you do not become too upset from what does not befall you, and you do not become too happy from what comes to you. And this is from the traits of the believers, that they are not affected by hardship in the way where they lose iman. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. So you do not become in distress, in despair from what had not come to you. You need to have patience upon the qadr of Allah. وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. And do not become too happy from what has come to you. Then it blinds you from the worship of Allah, and it blinds you from the path towards Allah, and you become from al-ghafilin. You become from the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had strayed you, because you fell into something called al-ghafla. And it is from the reasons of leaving the path of Allah. And if there is time, inshallah, Allah gives us strength, that will be our next lesson and our next series, the reasons of thabat, of why and how we should be firm upon the religion of Allah. And the third one, الصبر على المعصية بارك الله لك يا أخي الكريم. Five snakes. كله بالدين. بس إذا بموت, if I die, you take the address from Sheikh Nidal and you get to my house. To have patience upon sin. How is it that I have patience upon sin? يعني I do sin and then I say I have to have patience? لا. For you to stay away from sin, it has a patient trait, my brother and sister. It is not the case that you can say, Wallahi ana abadai, I am strong, my iman is great. That is today. But tomorrow the same sin will come to you, and your iman would not be so great. You need to have that patience in order to keep away from that same sin. Your eyes today, it was easy to make them look away from the forbidden. But tomorrow your iman is hard and it is decreased. You need to have patience. Wasta'idh billah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek refuge in Him and move away. And this is why, my brother and sister, in Islam, the patience was from the greatest tools of al-anbiya or rusul. Thus the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, how long have we been going for? Still time? One or two to go. The statement of al-haqq, to utter the statement of truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, and we hear it every Friday, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Again, we see another same trait. Allah tells us not only one thing you'll be given by saying the qawl of haqq, two things as well, like in the previous ayat. Listen to the generosity of Allah. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will correct your actions, because your actions could be not for the sake of Allah. By saying the word of haqq, and He will forgive you your sins. For saying the word of truth is from the greatest reasons that Allah would give us forgiveness. Where can this be used? It can be used in your day in, day out. How many of us, we are living today, my brother and sister, we are living in environments that don't necessarily agree with a lot of our belief systems. And a lot of the time, my brother and sister in Islam, you are tested in order to say the truth in front of situations that only you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know about. And I'll give you a small example when we move on. A lot of brothers, they work in different companies and infrastructures where they don't have the option to pray Friday. When the manager comes and he says to you, listen, I need you to stay this week. I'll give you a pay rise. $15 extra. Okay. This week, you give in. The hadith says three consecutive Jum'ah, Allah puts a seal upon the heart, depending upon the excuses. Next week comes, same thing. Next week comes, same thing. You're scared of losing money, or you are scared of losing employment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that the qawl of haqq, did He not say before the maghfirah? Subhanallah, how it's all connected. When you speak about Allah, my brother and sister, it's not a coincidence. Listen to the first gift He gave you that has been in coincidence with what we just said. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He said that He will fix and correct your deeds. I did not plan that. For the one that speaks correctly for the sake of Allah, then Allah will correct his actions, meaning He will give him the right way to live. Don't worry about what the creation is offering you. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and decreed 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth, every single cent you will have in your pockets. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. For the statement of haqq is from the greatest reasons that you would be guided. And we take the last one and we seal. And from the reasons that you will be forgiven for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عدم القنوط من رحمة الله, that you do not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the greatest reasons, my brother and sister in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in a great verse in Surah Az-Zumar, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling, tell them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my slaves, do not despair and lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins in abundance. Verily He is Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. And this is from the greatest reasons, my brother and sister in Islam, and from the much needed topics, that a lot of us today, through the hardships that we are going through in our life, and we are going and we are in the time of hardship. If we would just go back and listen to the description of the signs of the hour from the major and the minor and from the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would know and we would see and recognize that we are in a critical era in time, that much of us are going through hardships personally, and the ummah is going through hardships on a global level, and we are going through hardships in our families, to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawat rabbi wa salamun alayhi, he said it will come a time when the Muslim, he will walk past the graveyard and he will say, I wish I was in that grave. I wish I was in that grave. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, there will come a time when the Muslim, a hardship will befall him, and he will say, verily, this hardship is the end of me. How many times have you felt that, my brother? How many times, my brother and sister in Islam, have you felt that the hardship that was befalling you, it would be your destruction? Mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. The Prophet ﷺ, 1400 years and more, he knew this and saw this. And then he says, the Prophet ﷺ, and then that hardship would pass. And then another hardship would come that is harder and stronger. And he would say, no, 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 verily this is the one that's going to destruct me. And my brother and sister, we are seeing this. The media, day in and day out, we cannot keep up with the news flash. We cannot keep up with the highlights. This has happened and that is occurring. And this is broke out. The Muslim is losing his religion. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that it will be as if he is holding onto a hot piece of coal. Do you not feel that today? The masajid are empty. The masajid are empty. And the only way today, subhanallah, that we are able to come across and deliver the message of Allah and the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by erecting and connecting cameras that connect to social media in order for us to sincerely and dearly from our hearts advise with worry and tell the ummah and the community that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you to His house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting you to the house where the mercy was found and established in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time where you will find the answer and the answers to your issues. In a time where the angels, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, they would come and gather, reaching to the skies, listening to the remembrance of Allah. But O Muslim brother and sister in Islam, where are we? Have you become frightened of the house of Allah? Have you become frightened from the house that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told Ibrahim, and call and I will do the rest? Have you become frightened from the first house that was built from the wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in order to erect the house that was the Prophet's mosque today, while Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reaps the rewards every single day for the thousands and hundreds and thousands of people that make tawaf and enter and visit? What is it that we've become scared from, my brother and sister in Islam? We have lost and we are despairing in Allah. We are despairing in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I advise and I say to myself first and then secondly you, the ones that are here and the ones that are watching, return back to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return back to the forefronts. Return back to the sufuf. Gain and reclaim your position, for your end and my end is near. And understand, my brother and sister in Islam, كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإليه ترجعون. And every single soul will taste death and to him you will return. For return, my brother and sister, as a person that was known in the houses of Allah, and do not return as a person that was known to be away from the houses of Allah. Did you not remember, did you forget the description of Rasulullah when he said, from the ones that will be shaded under the shade of Allah, when there will be no shade but the shade of Allah, the one that loved to return back to the house of Allah? Ya Allah. I pray and I hope that the ones that are listening and the ones that are watching this message reaches you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you, that you are not just a spectator behind the lens of your phone or your laptop or your computer, but you return to the physical Muslim that returns back to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fears not and despairs not and relies in the mercy of Allah. For this is the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the religion of the greatest anbiya wal rusul that ever touched the face of the earth. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Aqulu qawli hadha وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.